please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Tuesday, and on Monday, we actually kicked off the conference play. That's not true, because the North Star started last week. But the main round of conference playoff action started tonight with some River States action. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk to Colby Blaine. He's the head men's basketball coach at the College of Idaho, the Cascade Conference champions. So let's just kick it off. Not a lot to go through. But in the River States, they have a play-in game. So 10 teams make it, and four of the teams do a playoff, a play-in, I should say. And then those two teams join the other six to form your traditional bracket, and I'll show you that in a moment. However, the main thing is IU East won over Rio Grande 78-76, and then Indiana Southeast beat Midway 80-70. So Rio Grande's season comes to an end, and Midway as well. Congratulations to IU East and Indiana Southeast. And let's take a look at the, well, we'll go to the bracket in a second. This is just to remind you, here were the rankings in the conference. Point Park is number one. These are the four teams that played tonight. And then this is the first round, and then they'll play the quarterfinals. These are all at campus sites. So on Wednesday, it'll continue again. Now, this is really small print, but I prefer a bracket because you can see what's going on. So IU East nipped Rio Grande tonight, but 2 points as good as 100 in basketball. So IU East gets the pleasure of playing Point Park on Wednesday. That's going to be a tall task, but if anybody can pull it off, IU East can. So on Wednesday, the rest of the eight will be in place. So West Virginia Tech is going to host Kokomo. IU Southeast, who won tonight over Midway, they're going to be taking on St. Mary of the Woods. And then in the final one, Ohio State will be traveling to Shawnee State. And that'll all happen on Wednesday. So that was it for the playoff action tonight. Earlier yesterday, we were able to speak to Colby Blaine. He's in heavy playoff preparation, but he gave us a few minutes, and I appreciate that. Let's just take a listen to Colby Blaine, head men's basketball coach, College of Idaho. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Colby Blaine. He's the head men's basketball coach, College of Idaho. Colby, thanks for being on.
Yeah, you bet, Bill. Excited to chat again.
So, you know, the regular season is over. You went 21-1 in the Cascade Conference. Just an amazing feat. You've lost, what is it, one Cascade Conference game in the last 2 years, I think. Just talk about this team and the role you've been on.
Yeah, well, definitely a great overall season, and certainly a great Cascade Conference season as well. I think the coolest thing about this team, obviously, I mean, we have a lot of returners from last year, and we are talented and we are deep. Obviously, you know, that does lead to a lot of great results. But I think what's really cool about this team is they've dealt with, you know, a type of pressure and dealing with success all year long, and learning who did they need to become to deal with all those pressures. And you can see the final result now, you know, going 21-1 in conference. It's been pretty cool to see how all these young men have developed and created this team, and who did this team need to be. They've really developed into quite a strong unit.
I think I've been really impressed with your, you know, that nucleus you have, you know, Robinette, Wyman, and Jake O'Neill. It seemed like about halfway through the season, they just went to another gear. And they just brought everybody else with them. Talk about those guys perform, especially Drew Wyman. I've never seen him shoot the ball this well.
Yeah, well, I a lot of times I'll pull our freshmen or sophomores into my office midway through the year, you know, any year, and I'll show them, you know, statistical leaders throughout the conference or throughout our team, and it's always seniors and juniors, right? Like those are seniors always lead the way in terms of statistical categories in most conferences, and that's because of their experience, right? They know how to deal with the ups and downs. They know how to fight through adversity. They know how to be efficient, and they know what their role is. And so, you just mentioned Tyler Robinette, Jake O'Neill, seniors, Drew Wyman Jr. Like these are veterans who have a ton of experience. They're really strong. They're mentally tough. And then they have a skill, a talent, whether it be scoring, rebounding, defending, that's at a high level. So you're seeing veterans execute at a really high level is what you're getting with those guys.
And I got to ask you about Dougie Peoples. I mean, the last, what, five, six, seven games, something like that. It's just like all of a sudden it clicked for him. He's gonna be a really good Cascade Conference basketball player, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Dougie's had a heck of a career in his life so far. He's the Montana State Gatorade Player of the Year. He won a state championship on a buzzer beater half court shot. Like this guy's used to success and consistency at a high level. And every freshman it takes him a little while. And he was coming off a broken ankle this summer and couldn't even play till mid-October. And so you really saw him settle into conference play the second half around. And he's really given us a threat off the bench. If you've noticed in our scores, we have the last 13 wins in a row have been by double digits. And then you look at guys like Dougie Peoples who are really playing well. I think he's really helped us, extend those leads.
So, Cascade Conference playoffs are coming up starting Wednesday. Luckily you or not luckily, you've earned the number one seed. The home court is obviously huge in this conference or any conference, but especially here with the travel. You've got to play Northwest on Wednesday. They're a very, I know they're number eight, but they're a good opponent. And luckily you have a good staff because I understand you're going to really need to count on them Wednesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to need to step up. I know we were chatting about this a little earlier, but long story short, I always tell our players, before they get into their weekends and stuff, that prisons and cemeteries are full of people who make bad bad 5 second decisions, right? And that's kind of our deal in the program. Well, guess what we can add to prisons and cemeteries? We can add suspensions because, bad 5 second decisions for yelling at the refs will get you an extra suspension. And so disappointed in myself for getting myself in a pickle this last week, weekend in our last game. So I will sit out on Wednesday, but Manny Morgan, Jacob McLeod, and Chris Coots, our staff, they've done a lot of great things in this program, and they're ready to take the challenge. And so is our team. They're the ones driving the bus anyway, so it'll be just fine.
Yeah, you have a very, very good staff. Putting that aside, though, Northwest is talented. They're starting to play. It's one of those teams that throughout the year they just get better and better. I know they gave you a pretty good game. Where was it? It was up in Washington. They gave you a pretty good battle, but they got some size and they got some talent.
Yeah, they really are kind of hitting their stride down the stretch. I don't think their record at all is indicative of what they're capable of. They are very big and they are very strong. And they like their best player, Luke Howard, had 30 and 11 on us last week. And he's coming off ACL injury from last year. And so really, I think all their size, it was just taking time to kind of figure out their pieces and how, what's their best system offensively and defensively. And they really have figured it out now. And, they're very physical post defenders, and that's something we do very well as we score in the post. And so it's an interesting matchup for sure.
So how do you feel about your team going into the playoffs? I know you've been really dominant the last probably what, eight games, second half of the season. LC State is playing really good basketball. They went over to Southern Oregon, Oregon Tech, and swept. Oregon Tech has been strong all year. Southern Oregon, they got you in Ashland. How do you feel about your team going into the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's definitely noticed deal there with LC going on the road. I don't think anybody's swept that trip this year, if I'm correct, in terms of the OIT Southern trip. And so they are playing very well. But, Bill, I feel really good. I'm not a pessimist and a Debbie Downer. Like, I'm not going to hold back and believe that our team, is going to drop one. I think we're in a really good spot. Our guys are healthy, they're confident, they know their roles. And I'll tell you this, they've been waiting for another opportunity to prove how talented they are, and they know that it's tournament time, and that's where you really get to prove it.
Colby, I can't let you go without one more time. Just talk about the fans, the students, the support you get there in Caldwell. It's just huge.
Yeah, they're incredible. It takes a village to have the type of success we're having, and it's the entire Caldwell community. It's our Yote fam, our student section. It's everybody coming out. I believe we're still leading the country in attendance with just over 1,500 fans a night. It's every corner of the gym is full of people who are bringing energy, you know, and then specifically our student section that sits right across from the visitors there. They're all bringing the energy. And so we're looking forward to hopefully playing a bunch of home games down the stretch here and being able to have our community with us for sure.
Well, Colby, I wish you luck as you get into playoff play come Wednesday. It's going to be wild there in the Jack, and I wish you luck as you move forward.
You bet, Bill. Thank you, and I'm really hoping I get to see you during this tournament or in another tournament here coming up in the next week or two is my hope.
Yep, we won't jinx it, but somewhere down the road here. I agree. I'm with you. Thank you very much, Colby. Thanks. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes on playoff week.
You bet, Bill.
Hey, thanks a lot to Colby Blaine and to College of Idaho. Again, thanks, Colby. It's 2 days before his first playoff game, and he gets on the phone with me. I really appreciate it. College of Idaho is really playing very, very good basketball. They just pounded Corbin. Saturday night? Corbin's one of the better teams in the conference. I just don't. They're really tough to beat, especially over there in Caldwell. But, you know, that's why we play the game. Anyway, thanks again to Colby Blaine. Hey, join us tomorrow. Now, I'm traveling for basketball this week. You know what the schedules are like. I'll try to keep on schedule as best as I can, but a lot of it's going to depend on loading up shows in hotel rooms, to be honest with you. It's harder to load them up than it is to make them. But tomorrow night, there's a lot more playoff games, as well as Wednesday, and I'll be traveling both Tuesday and Wednesday for basketball. But I'll do my best to keep you up to date. But in the interim, get out and support your local team, your closest team, because as you know, NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.